I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Two men tried to use a pot of spaghetti sauce to start a fire inside the Florida home of a man they both had dated. The duo covered security cameras with towels and stole several items in the process before leaving. They placed a washcloth near one of the stove's burners to start a fire. The homeowner woke up and called police, who caught the duo actually in the driveway. That's a pretty quick response.
Whoa.
The officers were able to put out the flames before the fire spread anywhere else inside the home.
Oh, that's good.
Both angry lovers were arrested and charged with unarmed robbery, grand theft, and arson. So, I mean, listen, not that you should constantly think about how am I going to set a fire to somebody's place, but
yeah.
Is spaghetti, I had some marinara sauce last night on some pasta. Is spaghetti sauce like really flammable?
It was two men, right?
Yeah, it was two dudes. Yep, because it was all guys involved. Two, I guess, ex-lovers combined to do the damage.
I guess it was Brokeback Burn.
Oh, man. Your next story, a Florida man attacked another man with a tennis ball dog launcher. I've seen these before. They're really, really cool.
And then you don't have to sit there and like throw the thing for the dog to fetch.
Yep,
the machine will do it.
Flick of the wrist is all you got to do.
Yeah, I just saw that the other day.
The two were at a dog run, like a little area for the dogs to play outside of their apartment complex, when the suspect's dog attacked the victims. The victim tried to separate the dogs and swung a leash at the other dog to stop it from attacking. And that can happen. Sometimes dogs get too aggressive. Maybe the dog really is just like a crazy, like fighting kind of a dog. But that does happen. And like, hey, you got to do what you got to do to separate them.
Right.
You don't want them to get hurt or hurt somebody else. So, well, here's what happened. The guy swung a leash at the other dog trying to get it to stop attacking. And instead of helping, the man hit the other man in the face with a hard plastic tennis ball launcher.
Ow.
Like, he didn't try to help the other guy that was trying to separate him.
Yeah.
He started whacking the guy with the actual tennis ball launcher. So I don't think that necessarily helps out your whole idea there. He's been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. So if you're wondering, yes, a gun, a knife, and a dog tennis ball launcher are all deadly weapons.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say they're both banned from the dog park in the near future.
Yeah, none of those. And your final Dummy of the Day story today, well, of course, it has to be here in Indiana. How about this? 26-year-old Matthew Heimbach from Paoli, Indiana, and his father-in-law.
Oh, that's like right next to the subdivision I grew up in.
Well, then you're going to love this story. And you might have heard of that name before. Well, him and his father-in-law are both behind a white supremacist hate group called the Traditionalist Worker Party. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know them.
You do, but you don't, because here's the thing. They were a big part in Charlottesville. They were the lead people that were leading everything and all those tiki torches and all that stuff. And during the course of their work, Matthew started spending a lot of time with David's wife.
Oh,
which
bonding over their hateful views.
Which is, by the way, his mother-in-law.
Okay, well, that just got real interesting.
And that led them, Alex, to have an affair.
Yeah, see, there's so much not right with the situation.
So for some reason, the mother-in-law told Matthew's wife about the affair. That makes no sense. But so the wife and the father-in-law set up a sting to catch Matthew in the act.
Ooh.
We're going to catch him getting it on. We're going to do something about it. The father-in-law watched them have sex in Matthew's trailer. So how long do you watch, by the way, too?
I know.
What? You're like, I'm going to give this 5 more minutes, and I'm going in there.
Yeah, how long did he stay in there?
Yeah, they watched, and then eventually he broke in the door. I hope he didn't actually break it off the hinges. That wouldn't be cool. And what happened is they got into a big confrontation, and they got into a brawl right in front of Matthew's two kids. That must have been great to see that fight happen.
That is terrible. I hope that somebody goes and takes those kids.
And are they fighting naked, too? You ever get in a fight naked?
They are. When would he have had time to put clothes on? So that he's naked.
Hang on 1 second. My junk's hanging out.
Right.
Let me put on my suspenders.
Well, he wouldn't have put on suspenders. I think he would have put on his KKK outfit.
Something like that. It's hard to see.
Terrible.
Hard to see out of that thing. So that wasn't good. And this is the thing, too. The fight also involved chair throwing, some choking, and Matthew, since he's such a great guy, also attacked his wife. Okay.
Real winners.
Yep. Eventually, the father-in-law ran to Walmart. This story gets better, brother. I'm going to Walmart. Hang on.
I can't believe this is real. I can't believe this is a real story.
I'm going to get the cops. And that's what he did. He called the cops. Matthew was arrested for battery, intimidation, strangulation, and domestic battery.
Jeez.
And this is how great these people are. On the police forms, they all listed their occupations as white nationalists. So that's wonderful.
Cute.
Yesterday, the father-in-law said in an interview that anyone who's left, like in their, I guess, their hate group, would abandon their group because of, quote, this white trash circus. So apparently he thinks they're even white trash. Like, it's too much for him.
You know, at least he knows. At least he knows that.
Man, there you go. Down home Indiana. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.